Emerson DeFord wasn't always in the flute-making business. After coming back from the Korean War, he inspected airplane parts until 1950, when he met Edward Armstrong of Armstrong Flutes.
Well, I met him at the shop there on Sycamore Street, and I walked in one day, and he said, "Em, why don't you come to work for me?"
And that's what he did until 1979, when he left Armstrong to create his own flute company, Emerson Flutes. During the company's peak years, DeFord had 50 employees who produced 300 flutes per week. Now, at the age of 91, DeFord spends his time building flute head joints in his garage and repairing flutes for students. He doesn't plan on ever stopping.
I intend to keep myself busy as long as I live. I don't ever want to retire. I tried that once, and it didn't work.
He doesn't charge students anything because getting to see them play is payment enough.
Some people like to make a lot of money, and I've never tried to do that. If she wanted to bake some pineapple upside down cakes and brought them over one morning, things like that I'll gladly take, but not for fixing the flute, no.
DeFord spent years trying to find ways to build good quality flutes that are also affordable. He invented his own version of something called the split E mechanism. It's a part on some flutes that allow players to more easily reach the highest note. DeFord's version is more simple and less expensive.
It takes less to make it, and I've offered to let anybody that wants to know how, I'll tell them how. I don't want anything for it. I just would like to see them have something reasonable.
Susie Chilberg is the flute teacher at Concord High School. She encouraged her students to get Emerson flutes because they're reliable.
They just held up a lot better all the way around. I didn't have to worry about these kids being without instruments.
They sound better.
He has this, you know, big, fat, Germanic, dark sound on the flutes that the band directors really love.
And they're easier to play.
If they were on Emerson's, they did not struggle as much to get the sound out because it's not a user-friendly instrument.
When Chilberg heard of a student who couldn't afford a new instrument, she knew DeFord would help.
It's not every day that a child asks for something from their parents that's made of solid silver or gold, you know?
That's Joshua Clampett. At the time Chilberg met him, he was first chair flute in the Indiana All-State Honor Band. He drove with his mom for nearly 4 hours from Bloomington to meet DeFord at his shop in Elkhart. DeFord made Clampett a flute worth around $3,000 to replace the beginner instrument he had been playing, and DeFord gave it to him for free. Clampett demonstrated how difficult low notes were to play on his old flute and how much easier he could play them on the one DeFord gave him.
So you hear it like lower, it's like... It's hard to play the notes in the low register. And by comparison, let me grab you this. You can hear that it's just easier to produce the notes in the low register. Much different sound, right?
DeFord also promised Clampett a lifetime of free repairs. But he's never needed to take DeFord up on that.
This flute has required no repairs and no professional maintenance in the nearly 10 years I've had it, which is unheard of.
He says the gift opened up several doors for his music career and shaped his future.
This flute enabled me to audition at schools I never would have had a chance at. So there's no telling what my life would have been like without this flute. I probably wouldn't have been accepted to as good programs. I may not have pursued music.
Clampett says he can't think of anyone more deserving of the National Flute Association's Lifetime Achievement Award. I'm Anna Caroline Caruso, WVPE News.